Culture Corner 4. Exercise 3, page 77. Florence Nightingale, The Lady with the Lamp.
Florence Nightingale was born in 1820 to a rich family. Her parents expected her to marry and have a family. But Florence did not want a meaningless life. She wanted to help the sick and the poor. Eventually, she persuaded her father to let her become a nurse. In 1854, England, France and Turkey went to war against Russia, the Crimean War. Reports began to reach England of the terrifying conditions soldiers were suffering in the army hospitals. Florence volunteered to go and help. When she arrived, she found thousands of ill and wounded soldiers living in filthy conditions. The hospitals were crowded and unventilated. Soldiers lay without proper food, bedding, and clothing. There was a lack of basic medical supplies like bandages and medicine. Rats and sewage filled the hospital corridors. Soldiers were dying in the thousands, not from their wounds, but from the unsanitary conditions. Florence cleaned up the hospital, made sure the men were fed properly, and saw that supplies were available. She worked almost around the clock looking after the soldiers. Florence soon became known as the Lady with the Lamp for her dedication to caring for her patients. News of her hard work in Crimea filtered back to London. She became a celebrity. By the time she arrived back in London, she was the most famous person in Britain after Queen Victoria. After the war, Florence continued to work to improve conditions in hospitals. She even established a school for nursing and wrote an influential book on the profession. She also became an important consultant on health issues. In fact, it was her work, after the war, that changed medical care forever. In her later years, Florence suffered from ill health. She died in 1910 at the age of 90.